good to see everyone here to our Wednesday evening prayer meeting service and those that have tuned in online. You're welcome as well. Amen. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. Book of Ezekiel in chapter 11. Last week, we began this portion of Scripture, and we gave a summary of the whole chapter at the beginning, and then we went into the first section that we will be looking at, and that's verses 1 through 13. We were in the first point concerning princes of the people. They had met, not had met, but Ezekiel had seen in this vision that God was showing him, 25 men. And it gave us the name of Jezaniah and Pelti, who were princes of the people. They were princes of the people. But as we seen last week, they were wicked princes. They did not believe the word of the Lord. They led the people into unbelief of the word of the Lord and led the people into idolatry. If you remember, we said these 25 men and these two princes, make it 23, and then the two princes, 25, seemed to have been civil magistrates. I don't think they were the same 25 that we've seen in the 8th chapter who were priests. Seem to have been different, but let that be here nor there. If they were priests, they were wicked. They were wicked priests. They were wicked princes. Our text, verse 1, caused at least Jezaniah and Pelthiah princes of the people. In other words, they seem to have been the leaders of the other 23 that were there. Maybe, as we said, looked at the meanings of their names, Pelthiah was like the mayor, and then Jezaniah was like the assistant mayor. And then you had all those, the other 23 that were under them. The main thing that we need to notice is the character of these princes, and that is one of wickedness. They were not for God. They were against God. They were against God's men. They were against the prophet of the Lord, as we seen last week, and taking and twisting the very words of Jeremiah, which were the words of the Lord. God had given to Jeremiah these words, and these princes took and twisted that and took it to apply to their time, and that, well, what was about to come wasn't coming, and everything. Well, they're going to find out it was coming. And as we go on in the study of this chapter, we find that Pelthiah just drops over dead. But we would say they were scoffers. They mocked. They mocked the word of the Lord, and that's what we ended up on last night, is scoffing. And we become guilty of scoffing when we fail to believe the word of the Lord. And our belief is demonstrated in our obedience. You could say that you believe something from the word of the Lord, but if you're not following that in obedience, you don't believe it. If you remember, that's what Moses and Aaron were charged with. They did not follow the word of the Lord. They were not obedient in the word of the Lord. And Moses struck the rock twice instead of striking it once. Instead of speaking to the rock, The first time he was to strike it once and water gushed forth. The second time he was to speak to the rock and it would bring forth water. But instead Moses struck the rock and let down the type. And God charged Moses and Aaron with unbelief, and they weren't allowed to go into the land then. And Aaron died, and then before the children of Israel and Joshua taking over went in, then Moses died and was buried of the Lord.
Yes.
Tonight we want to consider the fact that these men, all 25 of them, were men of position. And especially Peltai and Jazaniah. They were men of position. And they were giving wicked counsel. We would call them today false prophets, false teachers. Let's read a few verses here this evening. Let's just read the first six verses to get our setting, our footing, and into this portion of Scripture. Verse 1, "Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looketh eastward, and behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jazaniah, the son of Azar, and Peltai, the son of Benani, princes of the people." And obviously those two men, because Ezekiel calls them by name, obviously Ezekiel recognized them, knew who they were. "Then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in their city." Primarily the verse that we'll deal with, and we're launching off from there this evening. "Which say, it is not near, let us build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we be the flesh." That is wicked counsel.
Amen.
Our text says. Even though they are the words of Jeremiah the prophet, giving forth the words of the Lord, when they're misapplied, it's false counsel.
Amen.
It's wicked counsel. "Therefore, prophesy against them, prophesy, O Son of Man, and the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, Speak thus, saith the Lord, thus have ye said, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. Ye have multiplied your slain in this city, and ye have filled the streets thereof with the slain, charged to these 25 men that Ezekiel had seen. We said our point that we're on tonight is that they were men of position, whether they were civil magistrates, civil leaders, or whether they were priests. They were men of position. They were men given in a role of rulers, leadership. And they were giving forth wicked counsel. Counsel that was false. It wasn't right. It wasn't counsel of the Lord. These are the men, our verse says, that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city. And it is beholden to you and I tonight to take an account of whether the Lord is charging us as He did these 25 men. Guilty of giving wicked counsel unto the people. These 25 men and all the people of which these were leaders, they were resisted the word of the Lord. We read much of the word of the Lord last week from the book of Jeremiah as it came to Jeremiah and the letters that Jeremiah sent and so forth. We're going to look at Jeremiah again tonight and see the words of the Lord. They resisted the word of the Lord, just as Jeremiah said. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 21. Jeremiah, chapter 21. And I almost sometimes think maybe before we started going through the book of Ezekiel, we should have went through the book of Jeremiah first. Maybe even Isaiah first. You see, because there's so much in both of those books, Isaiah and Jeremiah, that go along with Ezekiel's prophecy that was given to him. But in Jeremiah chapter 21, and look with me at verse 8. And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Take notice of that. The Lord says, I'm setting before you the way of life and the way of death. Now notice what he says. He that abideth in this city, Jerusalem, shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. For he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldeans that besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey. But if you abide in Jerusalem, it's certain death. But if you go out, taken captive of Nebuchadnezzar and his army, the Chaldeans, you'll live. The way of life and death. This is the words of the Lord to the people before Nebuchadnezzar came upon them. For I have set my face against this city for evil and not for good. The Lord said, my face is set against Jerusalem. Yes, the people polluted Jerusalem. They polluted the house of the Lord. And now the Lord's face is set against it. Saith the Lord, it shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. You stay there, you're going to die by the sword and by pestilence and by famine, and the city is going to be burned. But you're taken captive. You shall live. Let's look at some more. Chapter 27 of Jeremiah. And look with me here at verse 8. And we'll be reading about 10 or 11 verses here. In verse 8 of chapter 27, and it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith the Lord, with the sword and with the famine and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. This is what the Lord said. Any nation that would not put themselves under Nebuchadnezzar, this is what's going to befall them. Therefore, hearken not ye to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon. Don't you listen to those 25 men. Don't you listen to Jazaniah, Peltiah. Don't you listen to anyone that tells you otherwise. For they prophesy a lie unto you to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out and ye should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, saith the Lord, and they shall kill it and dwell therein. I spake also to Zedekiah. He said, I spoke. Remember who Zedekiah was? The last king of Judah. The last king of Judah. He says, I spoke also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, thou and thy people, by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? You see, it's against Judah as well. It's against Israel as well. I mean, any nation. You see? Therefore, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that speak unto you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. It's a lie. These men giving wicked counsel here in Ezekiel chapter 11, it's a lie what they're counseling you. For I have not sent them, saith the Lord, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out and that ye might perish, ye and the prophets that prophesy unto you. Also I spake to the priests and to all the people, saying, thus saith the Lord, hearken not to the word of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying, behold, the vessel of the Lord's house shall not shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Hearken not unto them, serve the king of Babylon, and live. Wherefore should this city be laid waste? But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem go not to Babylon. Now look with me at the 38th chapter. Let's see if we can see a little more of the outcome of all this. Jeremiah, chapter 38. Jeremiah 38, verse 17. Then said Jeremiah unto Zedekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of hosts,
the God of Israel, if thou wilt assuredly go forth unto the king of Babylon, his princes, then thy soul shall live. And this city shall not be burned with fire, and thou shalt live and thine house. But if thou wilt not go forth to the king of Babylon's princes, then shall this city be given into the hand of the Chaldeans, and they shall burn it with fire, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand. And Zedekiah the king said unto Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews that are fallen to the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they mock me. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord which I speak unto thee, so it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. But if thou refuse to go forth, this is the word that the Lord hath showed me. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to their king of Babylon's princes, and those women shall say, thy friends have set thee on and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned away back. So they shall bring out all thy wives and thy children to the Chaldeans, and thou shalt not escape out of their hand, but shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and thou shalt cause this city to be burned with fire. If you don't listen, if you don't heed the word of the Lord, it's going to be destruction for you and for this city, because the face of the Lord is set against it. And if you are familiar with Jeremiah at all and would continue to read through the book of Jeremiah, you'd see that Zedekiah tosses aside the words of Jeremiah. He follows, well, those people that you might say are under him. And even at one point, according to Second Chronicles 36, he rebels against the king of Babylon. And Zedekiah ends up what? Being captured, he and his sons, and he gets to witness with his own eyes his three sons being put to death, and then his own eyes are put out, and he's taken off to Babylon. He heeded not the word of the Lord. He heeded. If you follow, continue reading in Jeremiah, he heeded the advice from his own people. Yeah, even to the point, Jeremiah was tossed into prison, tossed into a dungeon. And then at one point, because of his life, he was taken out of the dungeon and put in a court, prison court, and bound. Nebuchadnezzar being the one to set him free. Jeremiah got to behold with his own eyes the destruction of his people, the destruction of Jerusalem. He wrote the book of Lamentations, mourning over what had befallen his people, mourning over what had befallen Jerusalem. Sin is a bad thing.
Sin is against God. Even if it is speaking something that's not true. And especially if you go against the word of the Lord. To blaspheme the word of the Lord. To testify falsely concerning the word of the Lord. To give false counsel. Wicked counsel. Listen, these men were guilty of wicked counsel. They were guilty of false counsel. And they brought judgment upon many. There were leaders over many. And they brought judgment upon many. We read it. Down through verse 6. We read verse 6. They're charged with their blood. Verse 6 of our chapter 11. Ye have multiplied your slain in this city, and ye have filled the streets thereof with the slain. They were charged with it. Yes, the people were charged earlier on in the book of Ezekiel. They were charged as being a stiff-necked and a rebellious people, people that would not hear, people that would not listen.
But these leaders, instead of being the leaders they should have been and trying to advise the people against it, and trying to advise the people to follow the word of the Lord, to heed the word of the Lord, they didn't. Oh, don't listen to him. Don't listen to that prophet Jeremiah. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He prophesies evil against you. Listen, sin in any one of providence, whether it be politicians, whether it be judges, whether it be lawyers, or even ministers, lead others astray. And the Lord's not pleased. The Lord's not happy. And He charges them. He charges them with the punishment, with the judgment that He pours out upon them. It's because of their wicked advice and wicked counsel. Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 11. You know Solomon? Verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 11. I don't think I told you the chapter. Chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughters of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. We've just studied it on Sunday mornings in the book of Judges. How that after Joshua died and that generation died, that's what the children of Israel did. And they turned their heart against God and they served idols. And this is what Solomon does.
Verse 3, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. And the nation of Israel suffered because of it. The kingdom was divided after the death of Solomon. And the seed of Solomon, Rehoboam, only got two tribes.
And the other 10 went with Jeroboam.
Turn with me to the 15th chapter. 15th chapter. Now this is on the bad side of coin. This is on the side of Jeroboam. Jeroboam was wicked king, and Israel, the ten northern tribes, never had a good king after Solomon. Look at verse 25 of this 15th chapter. And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of his father, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. He's charged with having made Israel to sin. He's a leader, a politician, we'd say today. Yes, he was king, but he was a leader, politician. When he made Israel to sin. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 29. Verse 12. If a ruler hearken to lies, what we're talking about, if he hearkens to lies, if he doesn't matter, he's giving forth false counsel, he's hearkened to lies. If he hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. And now part of that is because he's probably surrounded himself with wicked. But the other part of it is, they're following him. And even after his death, they continue to follow what they learned of him. And we're taught by him. Turn with me now to the book of Luke. We bring it into the realm of religion now. Religious leaders. Luke chapter 12, verse 1. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, that is, Jesus began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Now, who were the Pharisees? The Pharisees were the religious leaders of Jesus' day. They were the religious leaders of the nation of Israel. They were the ones that all the other, if you weren't a Pharisee or a scribe, all the other people, they looked up to you.
Well, you know what you're talking about. You give them forth the word of the Lord.
In 2 of Matthew chapter 23, this is what he says in Matthew's account, chapter 23. I think I got the right chapter. Yeah, verse 1. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat." That is that teaching, that teaching Moses and the prophets. And they sit in Moses' seat. Moses was a great leader of them, and that's the one they all looked to. "All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not." In other words, they were prophesying falsely because they were saying with their mouth, but their actions weren't backing them up. And Jesus said, "Beware of those people. Beware of them. Their hypocrisy." He charges them with the sin of hypocrisy. They say with their mouth, but don't do with their life. Turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 6. "Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump?" Now he uses leaven to give them an illustration that sin is just like that leaven. Sin will defile the whole body. Just like leaven, leaven is the whole lump. "Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." Now this fella that was the guilty culprit of sin didn't appear to have been a leader in this church at Corinth. But he was a member in the church of Corinth, and he was living in sin, sin that the whole congregation knew about, but wasn't doing anything about it. And he says, he has a sin that's not even named among the Gentiles. That one should have his father's wife. And he's telling them, using the illustration 11, that they need to purge it. They need to get rid of it. In other words, church discipline. You discipline them. Turn with me back to the book of Jeremiah. And we'll close tonight with these passages in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 12. And look with me here at verse 10. Verse 9 says, "Mine heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour. Many pastors," that's the same way it's used in the New Testament, "as one who tends to the sheep." One who tends to the sheep.
shepherds. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate, and being desolate, it mourneth unto me. The whole land is made desolate, because no man layeth it to heart. And the pastors are charged with it. Turn with me to the 23rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah. And you need to read through Jeremiah. These are not the only two instances that he's charging the pastors in the book of Jeremiah with these crimes. But this gives us, in 23 and verse 1, the Lord showed me, I'm chapter 24, let me get chapter 23. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. In another place he said, the pastors are guilty of scattering the sheep. He says, now here he says, woe to them that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. They weren't speaking right things to the people. And so they scattered the people. The Lord says, I'm going to deal with you. I'm holding you accountable. And he holds his pastors accountable in the New Testament. Turn with me. I said we'd close with Jeremiah, but one more passage. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews in chapter 13. In verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Here's why you should do that. For they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. We have to give an account to the Lord. We have to give an account for you, for your obedience and for your disobedience. I have to give an account for my obedience and my disobedience as well. And the Lord charges me with the guilt of your disobedience. He says that they may do it with joy and not with grief. And so if he has to charge me with your disobedience, then that's not profitable for you, he says. So you see, politicians, our judges, our lawyers, are all going to be held accountable, whether they're saved or whether they're not, they're going to be held accountable. They're going to be held accountable for every decline that's taken place under their administration, under their judgeship. But so are ministers. And yes, we've seen in Ezekiel that he charges the people and holds them accountable. But he holds us accountable to a greater degree, because we were over you, than he holds you. Well, we'll stop there tonight.